Moncrief on News Talk.
You might fancy the idea of owning an electric vehicle, but they're not cheap. So Tom Cheesewright opted to build his own in the driveway of his house in Manchester. The total cost to him was £10,000. Afternoon, Tom.
Hello.
So have you built many cars before? Are you an engineer?
No, do you know what? I started building one many years ago as a sort of early midlife crisis, but then moved house, didn't have a garage and had to get rid of it. So this is the completion of a dream.
Right. OK. And so the idea was, or was your idea basically constrained by, I'm not going to spend hundreds of thousands of pounds to do this?
No, it was more a sort of more of an ambition than that. It was a combination of I was doing a lot of work in the car industry and really wanted to understand electric cars well, and the best way to do that is to build one. But also it was lockdown. I was watching a lot of YouTube with my daughters. They were watching over my shoulder and getting quite obsessed with retro cars, 1950s, 60s sports cars. They asked if we could have one. I said, no, they cost about £500,000, but maybe we could build one. And the two ideas came together.
Okay. And so what's the body of the car that you...
So underneath, it's a BMW Z3, an old BMW sports car. But we've since changed the body. So we took all the body panels off and put some new body panels on. So it looks like a 1960s roadster now. A bit sort of, bit Jaguar-y type, a bit Maserati-ish.
Okay, well, that's kind of fancy, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so then were you starting from scratch in the sense of how to convert this into an electric vehicle?
No. Do you know what? A lot of the information about this comes from Ireland. There's a wonderful man down in Cork called Damien Maguire, who's been doing this for a long time. And most people who build their electric cars these days start by stumbling across his YouTube videos. And he's been making these incredible EV swapped BMWs for a very long time. And he actually sells parts and gives away information about how to do this.
And is there, if you like, a one-stop shop in the sense of I have a car now and now I go to the EV conversion store to get all the bits?
There is, but if you do it that route, you're going to be spending tens of thousands of pounds. It's not a cheap route to go down that. I went down the bargain basement, but also the more route where you learn more. So I assembled parts from lots of different cars and sort of smashed them together.
Right. But the different cars, were they electric cars?
They were electrics and hybrids. So hybrids have lots of very useful bits in them. So even though they have a petrol engine in there, quite often if you take the petrol engine out, they could still run as an electric car. So if you get bits out of a hybrid, you can generally make an electric car out of them.
And would they fit into the car that you had? Or you presumably not all of them
no.
would?
No. Not without a lot of cutting of metal and welding and a lot of engineering, basically.
Yeah. And so the battery in itself takes up a lot of space. Where is that in your car now?
It does. So the battery in mine replaces where the engine was, basically. So engines are big, heavy things. Batteries are big, heavy things. If you're going to try and keep the balance of the car roughly the same, it makes sense to try and put a large chunk of the battery at least where the engine used to be.
Mm. And which is where it is now then?
Yes.
Yeah. And so is it... there aren't gears, is, I assume, an automatic car.
No, mine's a slightly odd electric car that it still has a 5-speed manual gearbox. So you can shift through the gears just like you would in a petrol car. You just take your foot off the accelerator, shift gears and carry on.
And why did you opt to go for that?
It just makes it easier.
Oh, does it? To drive or
no, to actually build. It's much easier. If you could replace the gearbox with an electric motor, but then you've got to make sure that the electric motor puts out the right sort of speed and torque to connect your back wheels. You can replace the whole back axle if you want, but that's quite a big engineering challenge. Or you can do what I do, which is basically take the petrol motor out, put an electric motor in its place, and just work out how to couple your electric motor to your old gearbox.
Okay, and the electric motor that you put in, what kind of a car would that normally be for?
That normally sits on the back axle of a Mitsubishi Outlander FEV, so a 4x4 hybrid vehicle.
Oh, gosh. Okay. So has it got a bit of poke then, this car?
Yeah, it surprises people. I was at the lights the other day next to a very souped-up Audi with two young chaps in it, and I disappeared off into the distance, and they caught me up at the next light and just said, "What is that?"
Yes, because from your description then, it doesn't look like it's recognisable as any particular sort of car.
No, it isn't. I call it a Frankenstein's monster is the simple answer I give when anyone asks. It's made up with lots of different bits of other cars. You know, I think you'd really have to know your kit cars to know what it is. Lots of people assume it's a TVR or something like that.
Yeah, to get it registered then, Isn't there a part in the form where you have to say make and model of car?
No, so it's still notionally registered as a BMW Z3 because most of it's still BMW. I will re-register it at some point, but as what, I'm not entirely sure, because even the body kit that I used to make it look like this sort of retro car, I've customised that quite a lot now. So it's really its own thing. I might have to come up with my own brand for my own car.
Are you entitled to do that? That would be so cool.
I haven't yet checked with the licensing authorities whether that's allowed.
So then presumably, do you have any badges on the car so it doesn't say BMW or anything?
Not at the moment, no. It's completely badge-free. In fact, it's still very much unfinished from a cosmetic perspective.
Okay.
So it's sort of half in primer at the moment. It still needs a lot of paintwork.
And now that you've more or less finished it, and it's drivable, are your kids going, well, what's the next one, Dad? Can we make a tank, please?
They're less interested in the next one. I'm very interested in the next one. I'm looking forward to it. In fact, I've already bought the next car ready to go, and I've got most of the parts to build it as well.
Okay, and what's it going to be?
Well, exactly the same. Again, retro electric, but this time with a hard top. I live in a very rainy city, so having a soft top isn't much use sort of 9 months of the year.
Tom Cheesewright, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.